Hill climb is a form of motorsport where cars run up a hill, obviously with a name against the clock, just to see how fast they can go. It's a lot of fun to compete in. Stephen Mott is the current Tasmanian champion and a Northwest Coaster. He's actually writing a book about hill climbing, and he joins me now. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Martin.
We've got a couple of circuits here on the Northwest Coast. We've got one at Highclere and also one at Truwata, which will be used again very soon for the first time in quite a while. But going back into the early days, there was actually one at Penguin, and this is the one that you're writing the book about.
Yeah, that's right, Martin. Back in the early days of Tasmanian motorsport, in 1955, they picked a bit of road on the outskirts of Penguin, or what was then the outskirts of Penguin, for a hill climb, which then ran for another 17 years.
Very popular too. It used to get large crowds and quite a few entries from all over the state. For people who don't know where it was, it's now called, it was called Deviation Road, of course, which is now very much a suburban area. But back in the heyday, it was Hill Climb Central, wasn't it?
Well, that's right. And what people probably don't realise, but back at that point, there was no circuits in Tasmania. So hill climbs were the leading motorsport event, certainly for cars at the time. There was Longford, of course, which was held once a year, but for the rest of the year, Penguin Hill Climb in particular was a favourite venue for the Tasmanian Hill Climb Championship.
I guess for people who people can't get their head around the idea of hill climb, it's just basically a target stage, one car at a time against the clock, but it's all uphill.
Yep, that's correct, Martin, and of course various hill climbs around the state and the country, the angle of the climb varies greatly as well.
So what made Penguin so popular? As you say, there were one or two others around the state. What was the big draw for Penguin?
I think there was a couple of things that made it so special. I think that it was on the verge of the town, so it was very convenient for spectators to come along and have a look. The course itself was a really fantastic course, and if people want to have a look today, drive up the Deviation Road, they can see it for themselves. It had a little bit of everything. It was very fast to start with, and then that was some medium speed corners and then some tighter corners towards the finish. So not a lot of other hill climbs, even across Australia, have that combination of terrain.
Was it built with that in mind, or was it just a council road?
It was just a council road, yes. And obviously the car club at the time looked about for suitable courses, and they came across that one, and I don't think they could have found a better one.
And there was a connection between the hill climb and Carrick Speedway. Of course, Carrick Speedway, I think, started in about 1967, so this is something like 12 or 13 years after the hill climb started. So what's the connection there?
Well, I've only discovered this recently, that a couple of the high-profile hill climb competitors in the state, Lex Sternberg and Dave Powell, formed a company together to create the Carrick Speedway, which, I don't think too many people would be aware of today.
No, that's amazing what you can unearth when you start to look into the history of something. Is there anything in all your research that has surprised you or blown you away apart from that?
Oh, look, just the quality of some of the cars that competed there. That's the really staggering thing in today's terms. We look at hill climbs today as club events, and we get the usual array of cars that you'd see on the street coming along to compete. But back in the 50s and 60s, we had ex Grand Prix cars turning up, and one of the cars in particular is believed to have won the Monaco Grand Prix in 1959, and was competing at Penguin Hill Climb in late 1961. So, I mean, that could probably never ever happen today.
No, I mean, that's an amazing thing to think that actually happened. And of course, the other thing too was that people used to build their own cars too back in the day, didn't they? They developed something in their shed and take it out for the hill climb and surprise a few people, I guess.
Absolutely, yes, particularly in the early days, because racing cars were so expensive. So a lot of the competitors could find old bits of cars and cobble them together and make a racing machine. Some were really, really successful, and others were probably less so.
So the book now, you've finished writing it. It's at the publishers at the moment. So when can we expect to see it out and about?
Well, things being equal, I hope it will be out prior to Christmas.
Okay, be an ideal Christmas present for a father who likes motorsport, or a mother for that matter.
Absolutely, yes, yeah. A lot of people on the coast, I think, still remember the event fondly, and that they either went there themselves or their parents went there, and the stories have sort of passed down through the generations a bit.
Okay, now, if people are looking for a copy of the book around Christmas time and they can't find it in their local bookshop or newsagents, the Northwest Car Club would be a good starting point, I would imagine.
Absolutely, yes. Yep. That'd be ideal.
Yeah, look, congratulations on coming up with the idea. I think it's going to be followed with a lot of interest. Good luck with it all, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Martin, and thanks for having me on your show.